Homesteaders and ranchers worked hard settling this part of the country, and days away from the plow or the roundup were few and far between. Perhaps that's why the two most recognized holidays, celebrating the birth of Jesus and the birth of our country, were usually pretty noisy affairs. The 4th of July activities often involved a picnic, a dip in the old swimming hole, or even a ball game, all accompanied by fireworks of some sort supplied by ready-made products or the firing of 6 guns and black powder. Christmas Day in cattle country began with visitors from neighboring ranches coming to call on horseback. These visits were announced by firing pistols and shotguns outside the front door, at which time they would be invited in to partake of a cup of eggnog or punch that usually had a little something extra to get the holiday started off with a kick. Then the jovial group would remount to travel to the next ranch or farmhouse, joined by the men of the household they had just visited. By the end of the day, many of the riders were out of ammunition and feeling no pain, and depended on the horse sense of their mounts to get them back home in time to face the beginning of another 6 months of hard work. Another way to celebrate Christmas with a bang was to engage in the tradition of anvil shooting. This ingenious way of having fun involved placing 2 blacksmith's anvils together, the bottom one upside down. Gunpowder was tamped into the center concave groove, and then the other anvil would be placed on top. A fuse was fashioned, either a piece of cannon fuse or a string of black powder. Once everything was in place, the fuse was lit, and sensible people ran for cover. The noise of a well-executed anvil shoot could be heard for 10 to 15 miles as the top anvil blew into the air, sometimes 100 feet or more. The dangers associated with this type of holiday merriment were many, including the possibility that the hammer-forged anvil could itself explode into several lethal pieces of heavy metal. And there was always the excitement of trying to guess where the airborne missile would land upon its return. Still in all, there were many men who were classed in a professional category of anvil shooting. They could always be recognized by the glass bottles of black powder they carried, and the aces from a deck of playing cards, the tools of choice for tamping and leveling the trough of gunpowder. Reportedly started in the South after the Civil War, the highly dangerous sport was intended to provide noise for 4th of July celebrations after the Northern Army confiscated all cannons and field pieces from the Confederates. Traditional anvil shoots were not as concerned with the height the anvil traveled, but rather with the tremendous noise created. Anvil shooting is very much alive and well in the U.S. today, with many communities in the southern and western states playing host to a variety of official blacksmith, forging, and anvil shooting groups. Modern-day anvil shooters still strive to make a lot of noise, but height competition has entered the field and modified anvils have been developed that can be lofted up to 500 feet in the wild blue yonder. Many of these events are held in the summertime, but Christmas Day and New Year's Eve can sometimes be counted on to be a bang-up time. Information used in the writing of this story was gathered from an article by Lon Taylor in the Texas Co-op Power Magazine and from various internet sites. For High Plains Public Radio, this is Dave Miller.